Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. Let's jump straight into Soul Bossa Nova by Quincy Jones, who we lost this week. Remember when we used this piece as the opener for the Sound Kitchen? Isn't that a great piece? It's Soul Bossa Nova, which Quincy Jones, the American musician, composer, arranger, and producer, wrote in 1962. The great maestro died earlier this week. He was 91. 91 years filled with wonderful music. Jones won 28 Grammys and just about every other music award you can think of. You've heard plenty of his music, even if you're not familiar with his name. Have you heard of Michael Jackson and Thriller? That's Quincy. From Frank Sinatra to hip-hop, Quincy Jones knew no bounds. Rest in peace, maestro. So, my friends, it's Saturday the 9th of November, the 313th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are only 52 days left in 2024, which means it's time to start thinking about your New Year's resolutions for our annual New Year's Day show made up of your good intentions for 2025. So, if you've already made up your mind about what you'll aim for in 2025, great. Go ahead and send it to us. If not, be sure you send us your resolution or resolutions, if you're really ambitious, by the 15th of December. And write on your note, Paul, yes, please come do that show with Susan.
I didn't understand that. I didn't understand that at all.
And mark your calendars now for the 12th of December, 6 p.m. Paris time. That's when the winners of the EPOP video competition will be announced live on the EPOP Facebook page. My good pals Max and Gail, who run the Planet Radio department that sponsors EPOP, invited me to come on the show to talk to you for a few minutes in English. So plan to stay up late or get up early on the 12th of December, beloved listeners. However, the main reason to tune in is one of our own has made it to the finals, Salim Akhtar Chadhar, the president of the RFI Seven Stars Listening Club in District Chinio, Pakistan, has made it into the finals in the RFI Clubs category. Congratulations, Salim.
Hey. Stop. Sit. Relax. Listen. This is the Sound Kitchen.
The Sound Kitchen team is complete. Erwan Rome is at his mixing board behind the glass window in front of us. And our co-chef, Paul Myers, also known as Baby Brother, is right here next to me. Say hello, Baby Brother.
Hello, Big Sister. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just okay. Without further ado, let's get started. Still to come, the quiz, your answers to the bonus question on the Listener's Corner with Paul, and a tasty musical dessert from Erwan on Music from Erwan, so don't touch that dial.
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, cuz it's time for the quiz. On the 12th of October, I asked you a question about French-Algeria relations, which are not good, to say the least. Algeria's recently re-elected president, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, accused France, its former colonial ruler, of genocide. Taboon has postponed trips to Paris to meet with Emmanuel Macron several times. The latest was scheduled for late September or early October, and that trip was also postponed. You were to reread our article. Algeria's Taboon refuses France visit in snub to former colonial ruler, and send in the answer to this question. What happened last July that sent the Algeria-France relationship into a nosedive, even provoking Algeria to recall its ambassador to France? Paul, what's the answer?
To quote our article, relations nosedived in July after Macron sent a letter to King Mohammed VI of Morocco, voicing support for the kingdom's autonomy plan in the disputed territory of Western Sahara. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question. How do you remember things? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so please do stay with us.
The winners of this week's quiz are RFI English listener Bushra Nawaz, who's a member of the Sangat Radio Listeners Club in Muzaffargarh, Pakistan. Bushra is also the winner of this week's bonus question. She wrote, "My method for remembering things is to place them first into my short-term memory. Then I repeat and review it actively several times until it is lodged in my long-term memory." I do something like that, Bushra. Well, when I remember to, that is. I'll write it down 10 times. That works. Well, usually. Congratulations, Bushra, on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are RFI Listeners Club members Zelon Telles, the president of the Christian Marxist-Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers in Goa, India, and Father Stephen Wara, who lives in the Cistercian Abbey in Bamenda, Cameroon. Last but assuredly not least, RFI English listeners Amara, who's a member of the International Radio Fan and Youth Club in Kanawal, Pakistan, and Jahangir Alam, the president of the World DX International Radio Fan Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. As I told you at the top of the show, the American composer and musician Quincy Jones died this past Monday. He was 91. You know about his career for several reasons. You just know. And you read our article, Tributes Roll In for Beloved Musician and Producer Quincy Jones, who died at 91. I want you to reread our article and answer me this. What is the name of the legendary French woman with whom Jones studied in Paris in 1957? Again, reread our article, Tributes Roll In for Beloved Musician and Producer Quincy Jones, who died at 91, and send in the answer to this question. What is the name of the French composer Quincy Jones studied with in Paris in 1957? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. Paul, what's this week's bonus question?
It is, what is the best way to flatter a mother-in-law? How do you ensure you've got her on your side? Because as we know, life can be tough if she's not on your side. So what do you say? What's the best way to flatter a mother-in-law?
Oh, true that. What did you do? I mean, I presume you have, clever boy that you are.
All 37 of them. And actually, no, I don't understand the question, because it hasn't been flattery. It's just a statement of fact. The cooking is fantastic. You look very good. Oh, those are nice earrings. It's all deadpan matter of fact. It's worked.
Well, I can say exactly the same thing. It's not flattery on my part either. Her cooking is divine, okay? And I do love her choice in earrings. But the one that really works is I tell her how well she raised her son.
Ooh, that's smooth.
Ooh, she loves that. And again, it's not flattery. He is great, and she did do a good job. Anyway, as far as the cooking, I think it's a good idea to ask her to make something specifically for you that you'd love, because then it makes her kind of feel like she's your mom, too.
Oh,
and that's, yeah, that's kind of helpful.
Yeah, I'll just take anything, actually.
You're right, it'll do. That's fine, yeah. Mashed potatoes, lovely.
Oh, mashed potatoes. See, she makes great mashed potatoes, and I love mashed potatoes.
Well, I don't, you see, and I do eat them.
Oh, okay, that's a very good son-in-law behavior. Yes, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so show the children. You've got to stomach this, kids.
So what about you? What do you think is the best way to flatter a mother-in-law? How did you do it? Or how do you think you will do it if you ever have one? Or if you're a mother-in-law, what works for you? And remember, we're always happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 9th of December to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question in. Be sure to tune in on the 14th of December to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
Namaskar Bondhura, Ami Prithviraj. আর আপনারা শুনছেন রেডিও ফ্রান্স ইন্টারন্যাশনাল এর দ্য সাউন্ড কিচেন, আর আজকে রাখছেন আমার দিদি সুজেন নন্সপি।
And now more from and about you. It's time for the listener's corner. Take it away, baby brother.
The question you answered this week was, how do you remember things? Radha Krishna Pillai does it the old-fashioned way. He writes everything down in his diary. But Helmut Matt goes the newfangled way with tech. Here's his letter. There are so many things that I forget or remember too late, especially since my stroke in 2021. That's why I like to use electronic helpers. I write important things and appointments in my electronic calendar on my smartphone and let it remind me automatically. However, I also write a conventional shopping list when I go shopping.
Hey, baby brother, you weren't here when I asked that question. How do you remember things?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Okay. Did you remember your tennis racket?
Tennis? We've got a strong man out there. Father Stephen Wara, he wrote, I do so by strong determination. That way, I keep the brain alive and active.
Oh, Father Steve, I have been so dismayed by memory loss that one year I decided to memorize a Shakespeare sonnet every week. So just like you, I could keep my brain alive and active. But of course, I forgot to do it.
Crosswords. I have been doing crosswords for a long, long time. And I try and write down all the answers with the solutions, obviously, following week. And then I try and memorize the answers from the previous week's crossword and see how much sticks. And sometimes it does, but some of the obscure stuff doesn't. But that's how I try and keep my memory going.
That's a good way.
Yeah, it's quite easy and informative. And you,
voila.
Hopefully, if something sticks in, you might look intelligent one day and appear on the Sound Kitchen. And there you have it. To remember everyone, this week's bonus question is, what is the best way to flatter a mother-in-law? Do you have a bonus question idea? Well, if so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating, and a special thanks to Paul Myers for hanging out in the kitchen with us.
Thanks very much.
This is the Sound Kitchen and Susan Owensby's cooking.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining us in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, and emails coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery. And thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next Saturday, the 16th of November, for the answer to the question about the Chicago Marathon. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. And today he's chosen music from the Brazilian composer, arranger, and musician, Rosinha de Valença, considered one of the best acoustic guitarists in Brazilian music. De Valença was born in 1941 in Valença, and as a child, taught herself to play guitar by listening to the radio. She decided, against her parents' wishes, to pursue a career. By 1964, she was recording and playing with the greats, amongst them Brazil 66, Stan Getz, Sarah Vaughan, Henry Mancini. Eh, not a bad list. She began to record solo albums, and the song Erwan chose, Asa Branca, is from her 1971 album, A Guitar in the Foreground. Asa Branca, or White Wing, refers to the Brazilian white wing dove. Written by Luiz Gonzaga and Humberto Teixeira in 1947, the song is about a terrible drought in northeastern Brazil that forced many people to emigrate. In this song, the lover promises his beloved to return. Thanks again, Erwan, for another musical discovery. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments or their presidents. Stay safe, my friends, and be a blessing. Be a rainbow in someone's cloud. Talk to you all next week.